بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب النهي عن البخل والشح. The chapter on the prohibition of miserliness and greed. Here this, in the English translation, one is بخل, بخل which means miserliness, to be stingy, and is another word that is called شح, شين and ها, الشح. So this شح, what is شح? Shuh is a type of bukhl, it's a type of stinginess, but together with that stinginess, there's an element of greed. So it's even worse than stinginess. So in Arabic we call this shuh. Allah Ta'ala mentions one ayat of the Quran, وَأُحْذِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ shuh. That Allah Ta'ala has infused into insan, into this nafs of ours, this greed. It's not just greed, this stinginess, together with that stinginess, this element of greed. So fortunate is that person who gets saved from this type of miserliness, that together with this miserliness, there's that element of greed that is inside. This is even worse than a person that just doesn't want to give. You get somebody, he's just stingy, he doesn't like to give. And you get someone that's stingy also, but he's also greedy. He's looking for any opportunity to grab, to catch, to steal, to do fraud, so long as he can get, and at the same time he doesn't want to part at all with his wealth. So this is known as shuh. And the other one where a person is just stingy is called bukhl. So this chapter is Babu Nahi Anil Bukhli wa Shuhi. The chapter on the prohibition of both these types. One is miserliness, and that other one is miserliness together with greed. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, قال الله تعالى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. Allah Ta'ala says, for as for the one who is miserly and indifferent. Person is miserly, doesn't want to part with his wealth, and indifferent in terms of akhirat, what Allah Ta'ala has got in store for seeking and for trying to get the different avenues of akhirat. This person is indifferent. He doesn't want to spend his money. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. As for the one who is miserly and indifferent and who rejects the most beautiful word, we shall make the great grief for him. We shall make the great grief easy for him. This is an expression. Normally you won't say we'll make it easy for you something that is bad. But this is the style and the eloquence of Quran, that you wanted to mise, you wanted to hold back, you did not want to seek as far as akhirat is concerned. You were indifferent. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. We'll make difficulty easy for you. This is what Allah is saying, such an eloquent way. We will make the difficulty. What we'll make is we will make the great grief, in other words, we'll make the punishment very, very easy for him. And then the next ayat we find that person that he spends. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. Then the other one, the first part of the ayat is that person that spends his wealth. Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. The person is happy and he's happy to spend. He trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I'm going to spend, Allah Ta'ala is going to give me Jannat in reward. If I'm going to spend, this is what I'm going to get. He has taqwa in his heart. He's the opposite of the first type of person. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We will make good, we will make Jannat easy for him. We will make easiness easy for him. And this type of person, we will make Jahannam, we will make hardship easy for him. So this is the style and the eloquence of Quran. Anyway, going on with this Quran, with this ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says that this person, وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. His wealth will not benefit him when he falls. When the day he passes away, the day he is destroyed, his wealth that he was mising with, he was holding back, he was saving, he was defrauding, he was building up those balances, that wealth won't help him one inch. As opposed to that person that was spending and spending whenever he got the chance. Now when his eyes close, all that wealth will come to his benefit. His sadaqah will come to his benefit. His different words of kindness, his charity, his goodness, his khairat, his assistance of people in whichever way he could assist. All that now will come to his assistance, as opposed to that person who was holding back. And the only reason he held back is because he denied. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. He denied something that is Jannat. The good word that Allah Ta'ala had promised of Jannat, of Akhirat, the blessings, he just denied it. Jutlaya, Urdu say Jutlaya, this person just denied it. Why? Opportunity was there, he had the money, he had the opportunity, but he just denied it, he was indifferent. So Allah Ta'ala says now, that we'll make the difficulty easy for him. Now when this person needs that wealth the most to help him, that wealth is not there. Next ayat, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those people that are protected from the shuh, as we explained, from miserliness together with greed, those people that are protected from this are indeed the successful ones. Allah Ta'ala is saying, those that have been protected are indeed those that are successful. So under this hadith, under this chapter, there's just one hadith, we'll finish it today, it's a short hadith. An Jabirin radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ittaqu al-dhulma, fa inna al-dhulma dhulumatun yawm al-qiyamah, wattaqu al-shuh, fa inna al-shuh ahlaka man kana qablakum, hamalahum ala an safaku dima'ahum, wastahallu maharimahum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu anhu is the narrator, that abstain from oppression, abstain from zulam, because the zulam, this oppression, will be a cause of intense darkness on the day of Qiyamah. Nowadays we all want to stay away, we want to see how we can stay away from load shedding, we can get other lamps, and we can get lights, and we can generators, and we can get inverters, and all different things. Nobody likes darkness. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us the thing that is going to cause load shedding for you on the day of Qiyamah, the thing that's going to cause intense darkness for you on the day of Qiyamah is zulam. Zulam is something that will make it very difficult for a person. He won't be able to see. The pious Allah Ta'ala will give them lighting, give them a brilliant lighting. They'll be able to see in front of them, they'll be able to see on their right hand side. This is the lighting from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They won't be going left, so there's no need for lights on the left. But forward and on the right, Allah Ta'ala will give them this brilliant lighting. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that the thing that is going to cause you darkness on the day of Qiyamah is this oppression. So abstain from oppression, because oppression will be a cause of intense darkness on the day of Qiyamah. And abstain from greed, because what type of greed? This greed, as we explained, with miserliness in it, or miserliness with greed in it. Abstain from it, because it destroyed those before you. And not only did it destroy them, it prompted them to shed blood and to consider as lawful all that was made unlawful. They shed blood, in other words, they would fight with each other, they would kill each other for this wealth, because of that greed that they had. It doesn't matter if this is my brother, this is my father, this is my son. And how many cases like that today? The children are fighting with their parents, siblings are fighting with each other for just petty money issues. There's so much of fighting, and there's so much of hasad also. One person phoned me the other day, he says that there was a family dispute. He came to see me before he left. He's from overseas, so he went to see his family there to sort a estate matter out. And I advised him also, I said, before you going, be careful when it comes to estate matters, especially with family, that make sure, sometimes it's better you give up your right, and you give up your family's right, explain to them, than getting involved in fights and disputes. So this person, I didn't hear from him after 3 weeks, I didn't hear. Then after that he phones, and he says that he has been poisoned, and he's been lying in hospital for over 2 weeks. So it shows you, this is what the hadith is explaining, that for greed, what people will do. Family went to middle family meeting, and before the family meeting, this person was poisoned. He was knocked out completely, said almost dead, continuously spewing blood, and he was lying in hospital. Now this is what happens when there is greed. And on the other hand, people that don't have greed, they got love. You'll find Allah Ta'ala causes their businesses to prosper. Allah Ta'ala causes their families to prosper. Allah Ta'ala saves them from different problems. They won't have to take that same money that they were greedy and they were miserly with, and now forcefully give it to the attorney to sort one court case. Forcefully give it to the hospitals because of some sickness that they had to undergo, and now separate. Why? Because they happily separated for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala saved them from that separation that they were forcefully had to do. Allah Ta'ala give us also that tawfiq. So greed is something that will destroy us, and charitable, being generous is something that will only cause our wealth to grow. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a holiday also, so it's a good opportunity to come early for Jummah Salah. So already from now we must start planning how we can come early for Jummah Salah, make it a point of reciting Surah Al-Kahf, get the whole family also to recite Surah Al-Kahf, and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.